Thanks, Bob. It's interesting to hear from Bruce Simpson and from Carl sometimes in terms of the correspondence course ministry in prisons and how that's multiplied and blossomed in the Colombian prisons down in Bucaramanga and nearby there. And this is a whole different thing. I think that's kind of a, I think sometimes the missionaries are kind of gypped if they can't hear the singing that we just heard about. It must be a totally a great time to be able to get in there and hear that and fellowship with that, be blessed by that, you know. So thanks very much. That's a good reminder to us of ways that we can help to pray and serve also if we're led to do that, you know. And, there's a lot of, certainly at the holding center in Buffalo, there's plenty of prisoners. And also out here where Clint, where did you visit at that time? Where?
Wyoming,
that's
near Attica.
Up near Attica, okay. Right. And I know there's one down towards Dansville, and there's one, of course, down here in Gowanda, you know. So that ministry is available around here as well for those that get burdened about it. Well, let's take a look here briefly at Psalm 135 and the fitting topic. It says, praise the Lord. And I was led into this in not being able to get a speaker for this week. Sunday morning, as we were reading some of the passages and singing some of the songs, and it kind of centered on praising the name of the Lord. And this passage came to mind, and I was looking at it Sunday morning as we were sitting here in remembrance. And just this first section, praise the name of the Lord. Praise Him, O ye servants of the Lord. You who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of the Lord, our God, in the courts of the house of our God, praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises to His name, for it's pleasant. For the Lord has chosen Jacob for Himself, Israel for His special treasure. Bob and Rosemary mentioned that song that the prisoner's favorite, Pass Me Not. And I looked up the words to that today, and it's number 795 in our book. And the words here are choice. I was looking at them talking about it with Bob this afternoon. I said, did you look up those words? How do you like those words? You know? And if you're in a cell day after day, week after week, you know, and certainly the guards walk by frequently, but the words are, pass me now, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. Well, in others, thou art calling, do not pass me by. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others, thou art calling, do not pass me by. Let me at the throne of mercy find a sweet relief. No wonder this is one of my favorite songs, you know. And many of us, as we go through trials too, we can find a sweet relief in the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Father. Kneeling there in deep contrition, help my unbelief. Trusting only in thy merit, would I seek thy face? Heal my wounded, broken spirit. Save me by thy grace. Thou the spring of all my comfort, more than life to me. Whom have I on earth beside thee? Whom in heaven but thee? It's easy to see why this is one of the favorite songs of these guys and women, perhaps in prison as well. You have a number of women that come to that? Oh, it's a men's prison. But it's easy to see with the words of this hymn. I don't know the situation. Well, look who wrote this hymn. Fanny Crosby. You know, and one who was totally blind. And you think of the time when Jesus was walking in Jericho there, and the blind man called out to him, you know, I have mercy on me. And here the chorus here says, do not, while on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Excellent words to this. I don't remember who William Doan is. I know he's written a number of other songs in terms of the music, but not hard to see that that could have easily been one of Fanny Crosby's hymns by the words from it. As I was looking at Psalm 135, if the directive is to praise the Lord, and whether that's here in the congregation, or whether it's out at home, or whether it's with our family, we had the opportunity at the wake, and also at the dinner that they had after the funeral service. We had some chances to get acquainted again with some friends, and And the son of Aunt Mary, who passed away, repeatedly mentioned the fact that she loved the Lord, and she was one who always prayed for us. She was a greeter at the church, and always had a smile on her face. We had a good visit last May with her, and it was a great time. And she was always happy, always a smile on her face, and she served at the door to help greet people as they came in and lift people's spirits. And she was praising the Lord. And it's our privilege, too, as we interact with people here, but also interact with people where Lord leads us each week, each day or each week, to enthusiastically talk about the Lord and praise the Lord. So the directive here in Psalm 135:1 is to praise the Lord. And then the second part is to praise the name of the Lord. To praise the name of the Lord. And we were considering that Sunday to quite a bit of an extent. I was thinking of the, let me just go through this as I wrote it down so I don't get mixed up here. The audience, praise him, you servants of the Lord. You who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. So we're enjoying, those of us that come and serve the Lord here, we're enjoying to praise the Lord. I was thinking of the hymn, you servants of God, your masters proclaim. Let me read it for you here. You servants of God, your master proclaim. And perhaps this is the text where the author of this got this hymn. You servants of God, your master proclaim and publish abroad his wonderful name. The name all victorious of Jesus extol. His kingdom is glorious and rules over all. God ruleth on high, almighty to save. And still he is nigh. His presence we have. The great congregation his triumph shall sing. Ascribing salvation to Jesus, our King. And it's one of the things we certainly, as we praise him, and as we not only witness to others, but as we praise him personally in praise and in worship, that we can ascribe salvation to him alone. There's a verse here, as I looked it up on the web this week, there's a verse here that I never read before. It says, when devils engage, the billows arise, and horribly rage and threaten the skies, their fury shall never our steadfastness try. The weakest believer is built on a rock. That was a verse I've never seen before in any hymn book. Salvation to God who sits on the throne, who is our Savior. Let all cry aloud and honor the Son. Praises of Jesus, the angels proclaim, and fall down on their faces and worship the Lamb. Then let us adore, give him his right, all glory and power, all wisdom and might, all honor and blessing, with angels above and thanks never ceasing. And infinite love. But just the first part of that hymn that says, ye servants of God, your master proclaim. The admonition here is for us in this psalm is to proclaim him when we're outside this place. You know, sometimes churches have on the door there as you go out and you enter the mission field, you know, as you walk out the front door. And that is the mission field. The reason, verse 3, praise the Lord for his good. And we sing the song in the Lord's Supper sometimes, 187. We sing the praise of him who died, of him who died upon the cross, the sinner's hope, though men deride, for him we count the world but loss. So that was another song, hymn that came to me as I was considering this psalm this week. The direction, sing praises to his name for his pleasant. Even on Sunday night, it was interesting because I had kind of already announced I was going to speak. We were going to look at 135 tonight. And even as we opened up the word, let's go to Tony, opened up the word in Psalm 8, you know, because I think Psalm 8, while we were looking at the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I know I'll misquote it if I try to quote it. So, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who has set your glory above the heavens. And again, the emphasis there was on his name. And I thought, oh boy, here I'm talking about doing that on Thursday nights, you know. Then the last thing in this first section I'm going to look at is the remembrance in verse 4, Psalm 135:4. Praise the Lord for his good. Sing praises to his name for his pleasant. And he calls the people, the Jews with him, calls to remembrance that the Lord has chosen Jacob for himself, Israel for his special treasure. And then he says, I know the Lord is great and our Lord is about, that's the next section. But the Lord has chosen Jacob for himself and Israel for a special treasure. And I was thinking of, we too, you know, are a special people. It says in Ephesians that we're chosen in him. And we too as the church are a peculiar people. Titus 2:13, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people. Twice in Deuteronomy, he calls Israel his peculiar people. But he also calls us a peculiar people, or a people of his own, zealous of good works. Of course, the prison ministry we heard about tonight is one of those, just one of many good works. Clinton was praying in prayer, he upheld the Iwana ministry as well. Many good works that we can get ourselves involved in. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority, let no man despise thee. And then in 1 Peter 2:8, a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. And the last thing I was thinking of was we see a lot of these hymns, we see the psalms, each of the psalms are hymns. But what would we say if we wrote? You know, we looked at a couple of weeks ago when I spoke, I mentioned the hymn in the back of our black book that Mike Barlett wrote, and the chorus that our brother Ray wrote on grace. And then the verse that the verse to Nicodemus that Mike wrote. But what would we say? These are things that David and other Asaph and some of the others were entreated by the Holy Spirit to record as hymns, as songs. What would we say? How many of us have journals, or how many of us keep you know, just jotting things down and what the Lord actually said, notebooks of our devotions? And one of the things when I went to Camp Lavole as a teen camper, I had Ross McEntee as a counselor. And Ross comes walking up to, climbing up to the tent, and this was up a halfway part, not halfway, up a partway up the hillside behind the lake, and there was a clearing back there in a small tent. And Ross had two briefcases. I may have mentioned this before. He had two briefcases in his hands, like doctor's cases. And I thought, well, that's a real weird way to have his luggage. But that was all notes that he had from devotions and messages that he had ministered. And what do we write? These brothers that wrote the Psalms gave us some real good stuff. You know, what are our pensive moments that we record, or that we even just verbally share? I've got down here, it need not be a hymn or chorus, it could be simply a prayer or a word offering in the Lord's Supper or a quiet time of fellowship with another believer. What would you write or say, encouraging us here at Blaisdell? What would I? Our brother Tony Groner already reminded you of my love for God's power and creation. And I, of course, mention that frequently. We spend a lot of time down at the lake watching the sunset. I haven't spent as much time outside with a telescope lately in the cold weather, but you know that, as Tony mentioned, I like that too. But as we just jotted things down for others, would it be reminding us of victories or of problems? If we wrote something down and recorded something down for posterity to read, much like these writers in the Psalms did, how might it be sung? Slow, fast, mournfully, or upbeat? What in our life composes our song? What in our life composes our words to him? And have we offered it to him yet? So, as I look at that first section, just that first section on praise in Psalm 135, why those are some of my thoughts. I'd love to hear that choir down at the prison there sometime. Maybe we'll get down to you guys. Rosemary asked me today, when are you coming down? And I said, well, I don't know. Now that you're up here for a week, you know. I might head over out west to Dan, you know, and visit, you know, go out there instead. You know, we've been talking earlier this month about going down to Georgia. But wherever we go, let's be people of praise. We're enjoying to it. In the last 10 chapters in the book of Psalms, many of them anyway, speak much of praising the Lord. And it lifts our spirits, lifts your spirit, but it lifts the other people's spirits too, but it lifts our own as well. the more cheerful we are and joyful we are in the Lord, the more joyful our spirit will be as we go face to face with one another. So let's just close in with a prayer. Our Father, we think of what we've heard tonight. And we think of one avenue of ministry. And you said that when I was naked, you clothed me. When I was hungry, you fed me. When I was in prison, you visited me. And those are just three aspects of service. And we heard how this one assembly down in Georgia has been offered that ministry by the warden of the prison. And we're just grateful, Father, that you have seen fit to open that door. We think of the ministry in Colombia with the hundreds and hundreds of correspondence courses that go out to these people. And many of them very well received and returned quickly. And shows a lot of work and a lot of desire. And the Lord has been blessing. So we're grateful, Father, for avenues of service. And you put each of us in different avenues. And Father, as you burden us, help us to listen to your Holy Spirit. As we respond to it, to him, and also to Father, to praise you and to tell others about you in our workplace, tell others about you, Father, in our acquaintances and family. Give us open doors, we pray, so that more may come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. We ask that in Jesus' name. Amen.